Hey everybody, I'm here with Lynn Driscoll. Hello Lynn, how are you?
Really good, thanks, Deb. And you?
I'm very, very well. Lynn, I'm really delighted that you and I found each other. And I'd like to share with everybody a little bit of my personal story over the last sort of 18 months or so, or since the time that I've known you. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, it's fine, Debbie.
Great, okay. So you and I first met back in April 2012, and we're now in August 2013 at the time of this recording. And it was at a network marketing event. It was the UK Summit, which was put on by our mutual friend, Jay Roberts. And that was the first time that you and I met. And we actually bumped into each other in the toilets, didn't we, before the event started. And we kind of looked at each other. And I'll share something with you that I don't think I've actually ever told you. But the minute I kind of saw you, I knew that you had answers. I knew that you had answers that were going to help me. Because I'd come to the UK Network Marketing Summit to find answers. I was in a network marketing business, and a couple of, literally, I think it was about 2 weeks before, I'd stumbled across Jay Roberts' sales page, and I was like, wow, there's a different way. I don't have to stand on street corners. This summit, this is going to be the answers. And so I booked up and came up to Peterborough and saw the speakers that was there, and that was another momentous time because I met our great friend Diane Hockman at the same time. And so great weekend, 3 days spent with yourself, Diane, and Dagan Smith as well, another great friend of ours. And it was kind of like, it was a major turning point in my journey. And like I say, we bumped into each other in the toilets, and I knew you were the woman that had the answers. And I didn't really speak to you personally until right at the very end when everybody was going home again. Do you remember that conversation?
No, I don't, Deb. What did we talk about?
Yeah. Well, it was kind of like you hypnotised the entire audience, and we'd done some tapping and different things that I'd never experienced before. And they were talking about signing up for the next summit. And it was an early bird ticket. And at that point in time, it was £99 to buy this ticket. And I didn't have £99. I didn't have 99p. And I came, and you were sitting there and no one was talking to you. And I came up to you and I said, do you think I should buy this ticket? Will it be a good thing for me to do? And your answer was, if you can afford it, buy the ticket. Because even if you don't think that you can come to the next summit, you will always be able to sell this ticket on. And I was like, wow, yeah, she's absolutely right. So I kind of like scrabbled around in my handbag, and I did find £99 on a credit card, and I bought the ticket. And I was saying to you, right, have you got a card? Have you got a business card? I need to speak to you again. Anyway, when I discovered that you lived only down the road, it was kind of like onwards from there. And you and I have had quite a journey since April 2012, wouldn't you say?
We have indeed.
And I so I got very friendly with Diane and Diane Hockman, and I also got very friendly with you. And it turns out that not only do you specialise in hypnotherapy and psychotherapy, you also specialise in business coaching, which is something that you and I have been working on since around about September, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I think it was around about then we started.
Yeah. So can you remember what happened with the business coaching? How did we get onto that we were going to do that? How did we decide that that would be a way forward? And because we wasn't going to do the hypnotherapy, we wanted just to work with the coaching, didn't we?
Well, ethically, it's very difficult to have friends that you work therapeutically with and they're also clients. And when you first came to see me and we were just having a coffee, I said, "What do you want here? Do you want friendship or do you want a therapeutic relationship?" And you said what was most important was a therapeutic relationship. Sorry, a friendship. So from there, I said, "Well, I'm going to have to adapt anything that I do with you so that I teach you what to do for yourself so I don't get intertwined with you with your emotions. So I step into therapist friend, friend therapist, because the boundaries just become too blurred." So within the coaching, the way I set the coaching up with you was I showed you a particular system to use, then asked you to go away and use it.
So we've been doing that coaching now for just coming up to a year. And to reflect back for me, because we've got a live event coming up in September 2013, with yourself and Diane Hockman. When I first knew you, back and I will refer back to the first time that I met you. I was completely new to the industry. I was sitting in the audience and I was the newbie girl. I didn't know all these other people. They was talking about all these different MLMs. I mean, I didn't even know what an MLM was, even though I was in one. I didn't know the terminology. I didn't know the marketing stuff. I knew a little bit about social media and I knew stuff about computers because, you know, my history had been that I had been a teacher. I used to teach in colleges, IT and stuff like that. So I knew enough to kind of get my way around, but I certainly didn't know this arena in this space. And so looking back, I was the complete and utter newbie. And even before we started working together, which was, like I say, around about September 2012, I had nothing really other than myself. And so that's what I worked on, and I worked on my positioning and presenting myself. And Diane Hockman herself, she helped me a lot with that because I attended summer school. So thank you, Diane. And we've gone on from strength to strength and we've moved on. And I'm going to be speaking to Diane about that kind of stuff. But the coaching that you and I have worked on has made a huge, huge difference to me. Initially, for me, you know, I had that kind of dream that a lot of people have, which is I want financial freedom. I don't want to be strapped to, you know, the 9 to 5 of having work, a job, whatever. But what I didn't realize and what you've shown with me with the business coaching is that the personal journey has to come
That's
first. And that's the stuff we've worked on. So what would you say about that?
well, within any business, you can only take a business as far as you're prepared to take yourself. What I hear with a lot of people in MLMs is they want to make manager. And one of the components of making manager is to be able to go on stage and talk to a large audience. And then they've got a fear of public speaking. Their unconscious mind will never let them make manager because their worst fear is to be on that stage. So they will find ways to constantly get there, nearly achieve it, and then slide down again. And I've heard it with, in quite a few circumstances. So if you don't get past your personal fears, then you won't be able to take yourself towards the goals. It will always hold you back.
Definitely. And through the coaching that I've worked on with yourself, and I'm happy to share this, and I would share this with, you know, kind of the people that are thinking about coming to the event. I have discovered that I get into a cycle of almost getting there, and then letting it slip through my fingers, or getting there, letting it slip through my fingers, or almost getting there, and not being, you know, I can see it, I can smell it, I can touch it, and then it disappears. And that's a repeating pattern that's happened to me. And what we've worked on is quite a lot of belief blockages One of which was actually something, and I've kind of touched on it a couple of times, was that my belief about maths. Can you remember that? How that came?
Yeah, we were working through something, and maths kept coming up and up and up. And when we actually went back and found out what it was, how that particular memory that you had and the emotions that were stuck with that, they were the ones that kept repeating. And when your mind went back and found that belief, found that first scenario where that was happening, for you in your everyday life, but when you look back at the series of events, it suddenly made so much sense that your fear of being seen not to be able to do it and being seen to be the person that was failing was part of what was holding you back all the time. And when you understood that it wasn't actually your fear, it was the fact that the teacher hadn't taught you in a way that you understood and made sense to you. And the one thing that you kept saying was that you were stupid. And then when you understand that you weren't stupid, the teacher wasn't doing what he was being paid for, and all of that fell away. And suddenly that energy that,
yeah,
you know, you'd constantly been butting up against disappeared. You got to the point of understanding where that cycle of memory, energy and feeling had first been created, and you had been constantly replaying. When you got to the point of understanding, you stopped replaying it because it suddenly made sense to you. So when you break the cycle and it makes sense, that's when you can stop repeating that negative behavior that holds you back. And it's feeling, it's always a feeling that holds you back.
Yeah. And because of the way that you and I work, like you said, we don't do the hypnotherapy. We work on a coaching level, and we use various techniques, which we're going to share with the at the event, the techniques that you use. Being able to work on these feelings and take those, what at the time you don't realize that they are, you know, so well, not awful, but you know, those are the things that are holding you back. And when we're working, we get those, I'm sorry, I'm getting tongue-tied here, but we get those feelings and we eradicate them because of the techniques that you use, and they're gone. To a point of, I know, Lynn, we were somewhere once and you asked me to stand up and explain what had happened and how things were, and I just couldn't remember because we eradicate everything and I can't remember, which is really good from my point of view, but perhaps not so good from your point of view, because you're like saying to me, Deb, you remember when we did science? And I'm like, no, I don't remember. Because we've got rid of those dreadful feelings, and all of that association is gone. It's just gone. And you know, that's why sometimes I can't explain things correctly, because they're gone. All of that emotion, all of that feeling, all of that hurt, anxiety, pain, whatever, it's gone. And that is tremendous. That is wonderful.
And it's a bit like when you go back and look at where we started in the coaching program, and you look at the things that were holding you back and where you are now. When you look back, you can see that it's a totally different framework that you're operating from.
Yeah, definitely, completely different. So I am in a completely different space now to what I was. We're just coming up to almost a year now, and I am in a completely different space. And for me, having got a lot of my personal stuff sorted more, it now means that my financial situation is so much better. It's so much smoother. And doing the technical, that's not the hard part. Anybody can learn how to press a few buttons in the right order. anybody can become practiced at XYZ or read off of a script. It's having all of your emotions balanced and sorted and in the right place. That's the most important part. That for me is the most important part. And working with yourself in the way that we've done, worked so closely, it's been life changing. And people say that and you just think, nah, that's a load of baloney, but it has been life changing. And then working with Diane as well, that's been miraculous because of the way that she guides and helps you as well. I mean, I've been very, 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 very blessed to work with you too, because who'd have thought back in 2012, Lynn, did you think that you would be working an event with me a year and a bit later? Did you think that I'd be saying to you, come on, Lynn?
No, I didn't. Stage and I'm going to hold, and it was something that I hadn't even thought of, because that was my first event for Jay. And being introduced into this whole new world, which to me was, it was a bit like somebody speaking a totally different language, because I didn't have a clue what Jay was talking about. And he'd been talking to me about MLM and the summit and the marketing, and it didn't make any sense to me.
We were both clueless. So we've both come quite a long way in that time then, really, because you've got a greater understanding of it, and that's as well now you're able to help so many people within this space, because you now understand the pain and the struggles and the frustrations that they have. So you know, you're a perfect business coach in my opinion now. Very, very true. So that's just recapping a little bit on what I've gone through, and I'm sure we'll share some more little stories at the Knowledge and Wisdom Live event on the 7th and 8th of September 2013. So Lynn, I'm really, really delighted that you're able to be with me for these conversations. It's been wonderful. Thank you so much for your time.
I'm just looking forward to the event and working with people, because that's my pleasure. I really like seeing people succeed. And quite often, for me, it can be something really, I can see it as something quite minor that just needs a slight shift to enable them to move forward and blossom. Whereas a person may have been struggling for a long time, it can be a very simple technique, very simple language pattern change, and or belief broken, which can save them months, years of struggle. So I'm really looking forward to this event.
Yeah, I can definitely vouch for that, definitely. Okay, well, thank you very much for your time, and I shall be speaking to
look
you
forward to it.
Very, very soon. Thanks, Lynn.